Real to New York? I mean, is New York real? I mean, I think you could become fully aware of what existed in the cigar store next door to this restaurant, and I think it would just blow your brains out. I mean, isn't there just as much reality to be perceived in the cigar store as there is on Mount Everest? I mean, what do you think? See, I think that not only is there nothing more real about Mount Everest, I think there's something that different. Yes, there's, I mean, because reality is uniform in a way. So I think your perceptions of your own mechanism is operating correctly will become irrelevant about Everest. And it's sort of a circus because, I mean, of course, on some level, I mean, obviously, it's very different from a cigar store on 7th Avenue. But I mean, $10,000 in cash. We're all bored now. But has it ever occurred to you, Wally, that the process that creates this boredom that we see in the world now may very well be a self-perpetuating, unconscious form of brainwashing created by a world totalitarian government based on money, and that all of this is much more dangerous than one thinks? And it's not just a question of individual survival, Wally, but that somebody who's bored is asleep, and somebody who's asleep will not say no. See, I keep meeting these people. I mean, just a few days ago, I met this man who I greatly admire, a Swedish physicist, Gustav Bjornstrand, and he told me that he no longer watches television, he doesn't read newspapers. Extraordinary English tree expert who had devoted his life to saving trees.
Thank you. Thank you. We're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Here with your host, Tim Sweeney. And for the past 45 minutes, you have been listening to Sycorax here performing live in the studio. And they are still going right now while I'm on the microphone. They have a new 12-inch out right now on New Jersey Records. And a big shout out to Mike Simonetti, who's running the New Jersey Records, who played for the first half of the show. So thank you to both Sycorax and Mike for coming down. Really, really fun. And that will be it for tonight. Thank you all for listening. Have a good week. And I believe next week we have Veronica Vasica on the show. So look out for that next Tuesday, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. Beats in Space, WNYU, 89.1 FM, New York.